Can a McDonald's deliberately fill a Muslim customer's sandwich with bacon? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Answer? Legally, no! Not even close. That would be a blatant violation of public accommodations laws. But Ghadir Al-Ahmar says that's exactly what happened to her at a McDonald's in Chicopee, Massachusetts, according to her complaint at the State Commission Against Discrimination. Ms. Al-Ahmar was identifiable as Muslim by her hijab, the Islamic headscarf, and her abaya, the traditional long gown, and her apparent national origin. And at least one employee present, like most people, understood that Muslims are forbidden to eat pork. And Ms. Al-Ahmar explicitly ordered a plain fish sandwich for her then 7-year-old son. But the sandwich was delivered to her stuffed with bacon, and the MCAD in November found probable cause for the case to proceed. McDonald's denies the allegations, but Barbara Dugan, the family's lawyer, the legal director for CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Massachusetts, stated, "It is gratifying that the MCAD saw through the justifications offered by McDonald's." Ms. Al-Ahmar said, "I want McDonald's to make changes so that only people who are respectful and welcoming work there." She added, "My son said, I want them to not hate Muslims." The next step, a conciliation conference to explore the possibility of settlement. It's scheduled for February. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.